Page burners.
Let me get my tabs in order, because I did not set this up for my laptop, because I'm dumb. Click of gain. Burp a little bit. All right.
That's okay. Better off than in, I always say.
Going right the way for a smacked Bolton.
I'm so glad you got it.
It's Shrek.
I know.
We're millennials. Who doesn't know Shrek?
But here's the thing. Sometimes, like, you just forget that stuff. You can miss Shrek. Anyway, is that the intro there?
Are we welcome to Page
Burners. Welcome to
It's a podcast where we give you bad takes on bad literature.
I'm Jacob.
I'm Cameron.
And today we're kind of doing a smaller episode.
All right, so in the general spirit of filler episodes, because we're still studying the next book.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jacob, my son. Dad. It is the year.
Oh.
1855. You have turned out to be a fine young Brazilian youth. It is now time to travel the world. To visit the Americans with their manifested destiny. And the Saxons with the, I don't know, Victorian Isles, that might be too early, whatever.
Whatever the Saxons are up to.
Whatever those darn Britons in 1855, year of our Lord. But son, be prepared. English is a stupid language.
Oh. I believe it, actually.
And if you are to survive, you must learn how to speak like the Englishmen do.
Mm.
Luckily, my son, I have the perfect book for you.
All right. Where's this book, Father? Where's the book, Father?
I'm going to butcher this. It is O Novo Guia de Conversacion. I can't speak Portuguese. O Novo Guia de Conversacion em Portuguese English.
Mm.
Inglês. Sorry to our
singular Brazilian listener who probably got so upset that they've thrown their phone across.
At least I didn't do an accent. I was going to do a vaguely European accent.
No, Father.
Anyway, so this book is also known as English as She Is Spoke. It is by Pedro Carolino.
Mm.
This was an 1855 Portuguese to English phrase book, but not just any Portuguese to English phrase book. It was a Portuguese-English phrasebook written by somebody who did not know English.
Mm.
It's rumored that that if he spoke any English, it was like me and Japanese. Knew like 10 words and that was about it.
Gotcha.
Nani? Sugoi. Anyway.
No, I want these 10. I want the 10.
Nani? Sugoi. Ohayo.
Omaiwa.
Omaiwa Maroshindoru.
Okay, I think that covers it.
Whatever. So, how this book was written, mm-hmm. It was actually written technically by somebody else. There was an English to French phrase book that had already existed.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Pedro here decided he wanted to teach his students how to speak English. So he took this French to English phrase book, ran it through a French to Portuguese phrase book, and as a result, you have pretty much a literal translation from Portuguese to English via French.
I can see no error in this process.
It's like when you take Those videos, those memes, where they take, like, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, mm. and they throw it through Google Translate 30 times and bring it back to English, and it ends up being really weird.
Yeah.
It's like that. So, Mark Twain is actually quoted, because Mark Twain was a contemporary, of saying, "Nobody can add to the absurdity of this book. Nobody can imitate it successfully. Nobody can hope to produce its fellow. It's perfect."
Mark Twain gave it a 5-star review.
Mark Twain gave it a 5 out of 5.
That is excellent. Good job, Twain.
That's the thing, is you'll actually find this, like, highly praised because it's just stupid.
Yeah.
Like, it's universally loved because it's so bad. Because you can just take because idioms don't translate.
Mm.
And there's a whole section on jokes that don't translate.
That don't land.
Yeah, that don't land. Just
so, Father, what is the joke I should tell?
Reading this...
Why was that slightly Italian?
Reading this book is almost Lewis Carroll-esque. It makes no sense, but somewhere along the lines, you're able... The synapses in your brain fire, and it starts...
You just disassociate.
You disassociate, and the jarbled mess somehow comes together into this Picasso of... Maybe this is what it's saying?
Hmm. All right.
So,
Father, what should I tell them?
So, let's go in order here. It's a fairly short book. It was a PDF. It's like 48 pages, and most of that was foreword. But here's some familiar phrases that you, as a native English speaker, are probably familiar with.
Mm.
These apricots and these peaches make me and to come water in the mouth.
These apricots and these peaches.
They what in your mouth?
Make me want to...
Do what?
Say the difficult part again, Father.
These apricots and these peaches.
These apricots and these peaches.
Make me and to come water in the mouth.
Make me and to come water in the mouth.
You've got it, son.
Thank you, Father.
This wood is full of thieves.
This wood is full of thieves.
This wood is full of thieves. He do the devil.
Wait,
at
is
four.
It fill of or fill of?
Fill of.
Fill of thieves.
Yes.
And it's F.
Yes. Okay. I don't know.
To be fair, I think
this is 200 years old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know how grammar worked 200 years ago.
Yes. Even Tolkien, I think there's some weird things with like it being dwarfs and dwarves.
Yeah.
So like the V being substituted in is a little odd.
Grammar has changed in the last 200 years. So it's like, I'm not trying to fault spelling and stuff like that. Cause I don't know how it was back then.
Yeah.
But
probably he didn't know either. To be fair.
He do the devil at four.
He do the devil at four.
It must never to laugh of the unhappies.
These make perfect sense, Father. must never to laugh at unhappies?
Picture it. You're laying in bed one night. You're feeling the darkness come on you. You realize it's going to be another rough one. But you cheer up because you remember it must never to laugh of the unhappies.
That makes sense to me. that I think, yeah. That makes sense.
It must never be to laugh of the unhappies. It's me when I read a Garfield comic.
Well, so I think that's saying don't laugh at like...
At misery?
Yeah, don't laugh at misery.
I think it's supposed to mean like misery loves company or something like that.
You think?
I think that's what it's trying to go for.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Ooh, we're disassociating, but differently. Sorry.
Something. That's the thing is, I didn't have a phrase book to tell me to translate this into actual English.
Wait, so we need another phrase book.
Oh, I should have pulled up the original French one.
Oh.
I am a terrible host. Anyway.
Yes. No, you're not terrible. We're doing the next one.
We're doing it live.
We're doing the next one, Frenchies.
I am catched cold in the brain.
Mm.
I have cropped the candle. The ears are too length.
Okay.
What does that mean? The ears are too length.
So, if I were a Brazilian man, and I were to say that, that would mean this person has a tendency to eavesdrop. Or...
I can see that.
They've got the ears like a donkey.
Now, keep in mind, these are supposed to be familiar phrases. Sure, they're 200-year-old familiar phrases, but some of these... Sometimes you read these and you're like, oh yeah, that's what that means.
Are these intended to be like, this section intended to be like nice phrases or like greetings?
Just familiar phrases. Things that an English speaker would say.
Okay.
Okay. What does cropped the candle mean?
I don't
know. Cut the candle? Burn the evening?
I feel like you're kind of a party pooper if you crop the candle. Like if you got candlelight and you're the one that just...
You just go to a romantic dinner, and they got the long stems going. And you just, like, show up with some scissors, like, no.
Yeah. So I had to click my pen in there, and I was like, I don't want to do this mid-explanation, so I'm going to...
It's the weirdest pen click. All right.
I fidget. I'm so sorry, Cameron.
The rose trees begins to button.
Okay, roses begin blooming?
I assume so. Roses of thorns, maybe? I don't
know. Flowers are blooming? I don't know.
Now, keep in mind, there's a lot of things in here. I'm just taking the highlights.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there's like some that are like, okay, that's what that means. It's not all... It's mostly... It's garbage. It's all garbage.
So, Father, what's one that's actually useful to me?
Well, take attention to cut yourself.
That's very close to, like, take care of yourself and keep mindful, I think.
I assume it means, like, groom yourself.
Oh! Something.
I'm assuming that's like what it means by cut.
Yeah.
But take attention to cut yourself. What the crap?
Okay, Father, I'll cut myself.
Take care to dirt yourself.
Okay, that's the exact opposite of what I think it's intending.
I think it's like groom yourself and clean yourself.
Yeah, but to dirt is very not.
Are you saying this is badly translated?
Sorry, obvious joke.
That may dead if I lie you. I assume that's if I'm lying, I'm crying or something like that. Yeah.
Okay, Cameron, for the viewers out here, I want a rapid fire of nonsense.
Okay. Why you no helps me to? Will some mutton? Why you a bon? You come too rare.
That's all the highlights I put down. We're done with the familiar phrase highlights.
I'll just go through all of them.
You come too rare. Okay.
These apricots and these peaches make me into come water in the mouth. This wood is full of thieves. He do the devil at four. It must never to laugh of the unhappies. I am catched cold in the brain. I have cropped the candle. The ears are too length. The rose trees begins to button. Take attention to cut yourself. Take care to dirt yourself. That may dead if I lie you. Why you no helps me too. Will some mutton, will you a bon? You come too rare. It's like a sonata.
You know, the way that you were doing it, I was like, this is somewhat Shakespearean.
It feels Shakespearean, except it makes no sense.
Well, no, hold on. Shakespeare doesn't make sense.
At least there's no fear of Shakespeare to be like, oh, that's what that means. That's what it means to bite your thumb.
You know, Bree, if you're hearing this, our friend that is a Shakespeare lover, understand, we do love Shakespeare, but sometimes he don't make much sense to me. I'm sorry. I'm a dum-dum.
Shakespeare is as close to having an aneurysm as you can be without having a hospital visit.
Honestly, like, we're just a few generations away from Shakespeare making absolutely no sense. Like, I know for tradition's sake, we've kept it going, but we're coming really, really close to it making no sense at all. The word kin is going to be phased out.
I don't know. Kin's not that too far off. At least it persists in fantasy.
It does. But
and
for
the deep south.
How much longer?
I don't know. All right. Here's some familiar dialogues. So this is, you know,
okay.
Me talking to you and...
But Father, how do I have a dialogue with someone?
Is your master at home? Yes, sir. Is it up? No, sir, he's sleep yet. I go make that he get up. It come in once? How is it you are in bed yet?
What was that last bit?
It come in once? How is it you are in bed yet?
Comes. Maybe that's like, it's nearly 1 o'clock, why are you still sleeping?
It's weird.
It is weird.
Anyway, more.
How are you to sleep yet?
The weather. We shall have a fine weather today.
There is some foggy.
Hold on, you gotta give me a moment on that one. We are to have a fine weather today.
We shall have a fine weather today.
There is some foggy.
I fear of the thunderbolt.
The sun rise on.
The sun lie down.
It is the light's moon.
The sun go down. It is the light's moon.
These are familiar conversations. We've had these talks before.
I know, Cameron.
Anyone has had these talks.
This has been a broken record, honestly. Like, we're just talking about... we shall have fine weather.
The sun will rise on. Sounds like the beginnings of a coup.
Or like the end of a Western, honestly. The sun will rise... what is it? Rise on?
Rise. The sun rise on.
The sun rise on. Yeah!
I don't know why I went to Kato Fugue. Anyway.
I went to that one too.
To inform oneself of a person.
Okay. That's not terrible.
How is it that gentleman who you do speak by and by
is a German?
Tonk, he is German. He speaks so much well Italian, French, Spanish, and English that among the Italians, they believe him Italian. He speak the French as the Frenches. As the Frenches themselves. The Spanishesmen believe him Spanishing. And the English is Englishmen.
It is difficult to enjoy well so much several languages.
A portion of that I definitely hear in Gollum's voice.
The Frenches, they thought he is German. To speak so much well Italian. French, Spanish, and English. This isn't Gollum anymore. This is precious.
It's almost Yoda as well. I'm sorry, I did not give a good example for you.
Yeah. Italian, he do speak.
Anyway. All right. You did not hear to,
the Spanish.
You did not come here to hear two straight men do Yoda. I'm so sorry.
What does our sexuality have to do with Yoda?
I think it has to do everything with
so Yoda. If we were gay, could we do Yoda?
Oh, no. It's
if we were lesbians, that's are we allowed to do Yoda?
That then? Is cultural appropriation.
Culture of what?
Oh, my goodness. If I have to explain it to you, honestly, not here to explain the woke culture here, I don't want to go there with you.
Is Yoda supposed to be gay or something?
No, this is not a thing.
Did George Lucas J.K. Rowling us?
No, this is not a thing. This is not a thing. I don't know why I used the adjective straight.
No, this is what we're talking about now. Screw English as
well. Okay, I'm... Don't make me talk politic. No more.
Oh, now we're bringing politics into this.
I'm sorry. I'm always the one to bring politics in.
Now sexuality is political.
I'm sorry, but some people are against it. And that's a vote.
All right, let's reel it in.
Reel it in.
All right, we need to keep talking about the Spanishesmen.
The Spanish.
The Spanishing Spanishesmen.
Okay.
All right, now let's talk about for to ride a horse.
Mm.
Here's a set of the scene. A very dissatisfied customer brandishing a pistol.
Here is a horse who have bad looks. Give me another. I will not have that. He not all know to march. He is Percy. He is founded. Don't you are ashamed to give me a jade as like? He is unshoed. He is with nails up. It want to lead to the farrier.
The terrified horse dealer. Your pistols are as its loads.
I'm sorry, but Shakespeare, what are, like, my goodness.
This one actually has a very dissatisfied customer and the terrified horse dealer. Like,
yeah, with the pistol. I don't know why
that one got to set the scene.
Well, this is a common thing. And
all the rest are just, every line is a new thing of dialogue, and I have to struggle to keep track of who's speaking. All right, for to travel.
For to travel.
Where you go so?
I am going to Cadiz.
Have you already arrested a coach?
Yes, sir, and very cheap.
There is it some danger on the highway?
It is not spoken that.
They speak not that may have some robbers on the woods?
It have nothing to fear, or in day neither the night.
Do we pass for an arse?
No, sir. They leave it to the left.
You know, that makes sense.
Let us take patience. Still some o'clock, and we shall be in the end of our voyage.
I feel like those two are going to get, like, jumped by bandits. I feel like that's Shakespeare
this is
setting up that there are bandits on the woods. And
it's like a Shakespearean D&D hook.
Yeah. No, legitimately, it's like the two, you know, like the, what's it called? Like, maiden butler kind of introduction to stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like these two servants are like, oh, yeah, we're going to go through the woods. Well, haven't you heard they're bandits? Nah, it should be safe.
But it was not fine.
But it was right. Not fine.
Let's learn about for embarking oneself.
Ooh.
Don't you fear the privateers.
A chest of them. My vessel is armed in man of war. I have a vigilant and courageous equipage. And the ammunitions don't want me it.
Have you not done wreck?
That it has arrived me twice.
Oh. That's unfortunate.
So this guy has wrecked his boat.
Twice.
Ignore my fridge. It's dropping some ice.
As we all do on occasion.
Just like this guy drops his boat.
Yep, twice.
Twice. The books and of the reading.
But father, what of the books and of the reading?
Son, do you like the reading good deal too many which seem me?
Of course, father.
That is to me an amusement.
Our podcast in a nutshell.
Is there a way that I can go, like, if we can do line by line and we just go back and forth and we turn this into, like, a play here?
It's confusing because, like, if you look at the PDF here, all of these dialogues are, like, that.
Oh.
So
well,
it's...
It'll switch kind of easily, I
think. You think so, but sometimes they have really long ones and you can't tell when they're continuing on. There's no quotes, there's no... characters, it's just every line is a new thing of dialogue, and you have to. It's freaking McCarthy.
Well, it is how she is spoke.
It's the road, but with less punctuation somehow.
It is how she is spoke.
All right, with the dentist. I have a toothache.
It is a fluxion, or have you a had a tooth?
I think it is a bad tooth. Please, you to examine my mouth.
You have a bad tooth. Will you pull out this tooth?
I can't to decide me it. That make me many great deal pain.
Your tooth is so absolutely rotted. If you leave it, shall spoil the others?
In such case, draw it.
I shall. You meet?
Neat. You neat?
You neat also your mouth, and you could care entertain it clean for to preserve. The enamel.
That's what
of
I mean.
The teeth. That's a weird indent right there. Or
I copy and pasted that, so I tried my best to like remove those. But
that's fair. You weren't expecting
the indents
me to turn
are
it.
Weird.
Preserve the enamel of the teeth. I could give you an opiate for the strength in the gums.
I thank you. I prefer the only means, which is to rinse the mouth with some water or a little brandy.
At least he's teaching his son how to give opiates, you know?
I mean, to be fair, opiates were medicine 200 years ago. And we still have opiates.
There still are opiates.
Yeah, we still have medicinal opiates.
And probably... Do we use opiates in dentistry?
If
you're a dentist, at us and...
They don't use brandy in dentistry, that's for certain.
Your dentist doesn't use brandy?
No, he likes to use scotch.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, I almost said that I think those are the same thing, but I honestly
I don't know.
I honestly don't know.
All right. The French language.
Okay.
Do you study?
Yes, sir. I attempt to translate a French by Portuguese.
Mm-hmm. How convenient.
Do you know already the principal grammar rules?
I am applied myself to learn it by heart.
Do you speak French always?
Sometimes, though I flay it yet.
You jest. You does express yourself very well.
You does express yourself very well.
I like that. I mentioned before that this guy basically plagiarized an existing French to Portuguese phrasebook. Yes. He didn't even bother changing it.
In this literal spot, he's talking about a French person talking to a Portuguese person, talking about how good at French they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I flay it. I'm so bad at French. No, you're good. You're good. Keep it up. And it's like, we're not speaking French or Portuguese.
Why?
Okay, we're speaking Portuguese.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, we are speaking Portuguese.
We're learning English as she spoke.
Yes. All right. Now we got some anecdotes.
Ooh.
Which took me about 10... They're like short stories that about 10 of into them I realized were jokes.
Oh. Oh,
okay. It took me a while to get that they were jokes.
Okay. Well, hopefully I'm smarter. Lay this one on me, Father.
A man once was presented at a magistrate, which had a considerable library. What you make? Beg him the magistrate. I do some books, he was answered. But any of your books, I did not seen it. I believe it so, was answered the author.
Oh.
I make nothing for Paris. From A of my works is imprinted. I send the edition to for America. I don't compose what to colonies.
Okay, so is the joke that he's saying, well, of course you don't read.
I think he's making fun of American literacy, but I can't tell.
I got kind of a hint of that when he's like, a little earlier, I think... That's so weird, man.
I just like the sentence, I do some books.
When you're trying to impress someone on a date.
I do some books. What are your hobbies? Books. I do them. Oh, I do them.
Cameron.
You don't understand. I've been kicked out of the library a few times.
No, I was gonna talk about the podcast. We do books. That's our new tagline.
I do some books.
I do some books.
A traveler, which a storm had benumb of cold, he come in a field's inn, and find it so full of companies, that he cannot to approach of the chimney.
Mm.
What carry to the my horse oyster's basket? Tell him to the host. Okay. To your horse, cry out this. Do you think he wake eating them? Make what I command you, replied the gentleman. At the words, all the assistants run to the stable, and our traveler, he get warm himself.
Mm.
Gentlemen, tell the host coming again, I shall have lay it upon my head the horse, or will it not? So, take again the traveler, which was very warmed ones, then it must that I eat them.
Okay, so
ba-doom.
This is what I got from that. Traveler comes in, he's got a horse with oysters, and he puts the oyster out in the thing.
It's either literal oysters or maybe like a feed basket. I don't know.
Yeah. But anyway, there's a ton of people by the fire. So he says something, and all the people rush out, perhaps to see a horse without oysters. And now that the fireplace isn't crowded, he's warming himself. And that's part of the joke that he tricked them to go.
Oh, so the horse tricked them?
No, the traveler with the horse came in and the fireplace, he couldn't make his way to the chimney because everyone's by there warming themselves. And he tells the people, oh, there's this odd thing happening. And everyone rushes out.
Oh, I get it.
And then he has the fireplace to himself.
Like, whoa, is that Peyton Manning?
Yeah.
What? And everyone leaves.
Yeah. Is that horse eating oysters? Yeah.
Okay, I get it. Yeah. See, that's the thing. I don't understand what is saying.
I honestly feel like Brienne would be able to translate this entire thing. Like,
this isn't Shakespearean, though.
Honestly, I feel like I'm using the same cells that I use for Shakespeare.
That's because you don't understand Shakespeare. And it sounds like nonsense, and this is actual nonsense.
That's probably very true, and my EO is hurt, but it's hurt of itself.
I'm telling you, it's Lewis Carroll-esque.
Oh, man.
By
the way, you guys will meet Rayanne soon, hopefully, if plans work out. Our next thing will likely have someone joining us.
Watch it not work out, and we've just name dropped a friend of ours, and they're like, guys, what?
Why? Why'd you do that? Why do you do that?
Anyway, but yeah, to allude to that, our next book, we're going to need a guest to help us with it. We'll get into that later.
Yep.
A young man to which Cornelius Maid agreed her daughter in marriage, being obliged for the state of their businesses to renounce that, can't come to the morning to the fatter for draw out her wood, go till her caveat, and expose him the motives of her conduit. Ah, gentlemen, replied Cornelius, don't you can without interrupt me to talk of that of my wife? Go up to her room. I do not understand at all these affairs.
Oh, wow, that one's kind of dirty.
Is it?
I feel like it is. So I feel like there are things in the cabinet that are suggestive to her cheating on him. And then people are like, well, why is all this here? And he's like, I don't know, but she's back in her bedroom. Feel free to ask her. I feel like that's the punchline there.
Okay. See, I don't get these jokes.
Maybe I do understand Shakespeare.
You understand it better than I do.
Maybe I'm just more insane than you. which is perfectly fair, by the way.
This book is an insanity barometer.
Yeah.
All right. Two friends, mm-hmm. who from long they not were seen, meet oneself for a hazard.
Okay.
How doest thou? Told one of the two. Not very well, told the other. And I am married. From that I saw thee. Good news! Not quite, because I had married with a bad woman.
Mm.
So much worse. Not so much great deal worse, because her dower was from 2,000 Louis. Well, that comfort. Not absolutely.
Mm.
Why, I had employed this sum for to buy some muttons, which are all dead of the rot.
Mm.
That is indeed very sorry. Not so sorry, because the selling of her's hide have bring me above the price of the muttons. So you are them indemnified. Indemnified.
Oh, indemnified.
Not quite. Because my house where I was deposed my money finished to be consumed by the flames.
Okay, oh,
I hear is a great misfortune. Not so great, nor I either, because my wife and my house are burned together.
Okay, that one's funny. That one's really funny.
It's like, oh yeah, I've married a bad woman, but it's okay, because
Dowry was big.
Well, that's covered. Well, yeah, but I bought a bunch of sheep with it, and they all died. Well, that's terrible. Yeah, but I took their coats and I sold them for even more. Like, oh, wow.
So you turned out good. Not quite.
Because then my house burned down with all my money in it. Oh, that's terrible. Not quite, because my wife was in it too. Boomer humor.
Okay, that one is a good joke. That one's a good one.
Those were the jokes of 1855.
Yeah.
In either Portugal or Brazil, I'm not exactly sure.
Or common in French.
Yeah, that might be a French joke.
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to learn some idiotisms, quote-unquote, and proverbs.
Okay. Wait, idiotisms?
Idiotisms.
I had to do a double take on that.
Idiotisms.
Idiotisms.
Proverbs. All right, see if you recognize these idiotisms and proverbs.
Of course.
The necessity don't know the low.
Okay.
Do you care to tell what that translates to?
Okay, so the necessity don't... Say the phrase again.
The necessity don't know the low. I think it means the ends don't justify the means, yeah. Or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
nothing some money, nothing of Swiss.
That, I don't know what Swiss represents there.
He has a good beak.
He has a good beak?
He has a good beak.
Maybe nose shape? I know that's a thing that people cared about with phrenology and all, but...
All right.
Similar thing.
Maybe, or maybe it's just he has a good nose on him, he smelt something.
Yeah.
To build castles in a Spanish.
Okay, I don't know what that's supposed to mean. There, that's definitely more of a cultural one. To build if I had to say, to build a castle in Spain.
Do castles in Spain not last long or something?
I feel like maybe, yeah, I think maybe since it's like highly contended for a long period of history and like there's, I don't know. I don't know enough about Spanish history.
It probably made a lot more sense 200 years ago.
Yeah, or to someone that understands the long history of Spain.
Yeah. All right.
Such as a Portuguese man.
A horse bared, don't look him the tooth. That one's easy.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Yeah.
He is not so devil as he is black.
That sounds like it was from Sonic High School.
I know, that's what I was
saying.
Oh, Sonic, why are you black?
Hey, no racism in this one. No racism.
See, I don't know if that's racist.
I don't
that
think
might it be a super racist idiom. I don't know, because it's not translated correctly.
Are you saying that we're two white guys having unintentional racism right now?
Did we just have a racism?
Did we?
Anyway.
Sorry.
Take the occasion. Sorry. It's okay. Just take the occasion for the hairs.
Take the occasion for the hairs. I have no idea what that means. That one's weird.
It want to beat the iron during it is hot.
Oh, easy.
Yeah.
Strike iron when it's hot. Yeah.
It is better to be single as a bad company. Battlefield.
Okay, that
bad
is...
Bad company too.
That is slightly misphrased, which makes it a kind of layered.
Kind of a friends like these who needs enemies kind of thing.
Well, I think it's kind of like no D&D is better than bad D&D.
Yeah. No, I get the premise. I get what it's saying.
Yeah.
It is better to dwell in the wilderness. No.
That's Old Testament, ain't it?
That's Proverbs, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
The stone as roll, not heap up the phone.
The stone as roam, don't heap
up. I think a rolling stone collects no moss.
That makes sense.
He has fond the knuckle of the business.
Fond.
Maybe found?
What is the knuckle of the
business? He has fond the knuckle of the business.
He is happy with the difficult, rough part of the work? Maybe?
He likes the hand
he of business? Likes the hard work.
He likes, okay, maybe.
Yeah.
It's not much of an idiom.
No. Well, here's the thing. If you're using the phrase of, like, knuckle, it is an idiom.
Because it has a metaphor?
Yeah. It'd be an idiom in that case. He's fond of knuckle work.
That's okay. You know what they say. Friendship of a child is water into a basket.
Oh, that's sad. You can't keep that one.
Their childhood friends will always sift through the cracks.
Mm-hmm.
Burn the politeness.
Politeness?
Burn the politeness.
Jeremy, what are you doing
here? Tell me whom thou frequent. I will tell you which you are. I don't remember the exact idiom for that, or the exact proverb, but I know what it's saying. Like, you can tell the character of a man by his friends.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the exact proverb. But it kind of sounds like, which character from Friends are you?
Oh, I call Ross.
You want to be a Ross?
Ross is so cool. He does dinosaurs.
Usually Ross is like the insult.
I know.
No one wants to be the Ross.
I know. That's the joke.
Man, what a Chandler. I don't watch Friends.
You've never watched Friends?
No, I have watched Friends. I never got really into Friends.
Gotcha.
So like, I don't know all their character quirks that well.
Gotcha.
Okay. That is...
Ross is the worst, by the way. That is...
Yeah.
That's canonical.
That's canonical, yeah.
Yeah, it says it in the opening scroll.
Ross is the worst.
I'll be there for you. And like
right Ross under David is the worst.
Right under David Schwimmer, like it says he's the worst. Like
yeah. So no one told you Ross was gonna be this way.
But well, yeah, there's some weird idioms there.
Do we want to cut this off, or do we want to burn 3 more minutes?
We can do 3 more minutes. I honestly was not expecting it to go this long.
Yeah, me neither. All right, so I wanted to bring this up on a podcast just because it sounded really fun. So this is, a coworker of mine linked me a website called inspirobot.me. It is an AI-generated motivational quote bot.
Mm.
And it's beautiful.
Give me that.
All right, let me point my laptop at you here.
I could use some motivation.
Well, you get beautiful motivation, such as, if you are feeling lonely in the new world order, try finding another new world order.
You know what? The Illuminati. I just feel so lonely. I know we're a brotherhood and stuff, but I'm joining the Masons. I'm
joining the secret space program.
Space Force. Oh, man.
Plan for heroes. Prepare for the banks. It's a guy running on the beach.
Oh, my goodness.
Despite what some might say, dehydrate the motherism of animals. And it's a puppy in a
business suit, yeah. Nice business suit.
Dehydrate
also the on the beach. I don't think there hasn't been... Well, there was one staring off a cliff, but I'm pretty sure there is a beach in the background somewhere.
Violence is a type of self-abuse. I don't think it's a type of self-abuse, no. These are all AI-generated.
Yeah.
Spread rumors about somebody you find ugly. That's terrible. And it's skaters okay. In the background.
Cameron, save this one for me.
Oh, I have some rumors to spread.
It's my screensaver now. Okay.
Scare people where nobody else can see you. It's the same picture. What the heck?
Okay. Last one.
All right. Last one.
Last one.
Social media influencers of the universe, unite for greed.
Okay. Legitimately save this one. Like, this one is too good not to have.
It saved all of them.
It saved all of them?
Yeah.
This is an excellent website.
It's a beautiful website.
This is a beautiful website.
I have generated probably 100 of these by now, and I just...
Social media users of the world, unite for greed.
Chemtrails is poison.
Respect. All right. Well, I think that's about it.
That was a good filler. Do we go to the beach next episode?
You know what?
The tournament arc?
Yeah, well, the tournament arc is next time. So the beach episode, I think we need kind of to have some levity. Because the last arc, you know, we killed Hans.
Oh, not Hans.
Not Hans.
I miss Hans already.
Sorry for our German listener, Hans. Also, sorry, David Schwimmer. I know you're a big fan.
Anyway, this has been Page Burners. Please share us with your friends. Leave a review. Word of mouth helps so much with getting us off the ground. Thank you so much for listening, guys.
Yeah, honestly, send us some things that you might want to hear happen. On here, this now.
Are you
hear me?
Have you ever had a dream that you can do anything?
If you want to hear us say something, read something, talk about something, go ahead and add us at what is that?
Page Burners Pod
Twitter,
and then
that's our Twitter handle.
Yeah, at Page Burners Pod on Twitter, okay. And then PageBurnersPodcast@gmail.com. If you have any recommendations you want to send us, or if you're manscaping, want to give us a sponsorship deal.
Most definitely. Or if you're manscaping and just are thinking of us.
Dude, manscaping, just send me your lawnmower 2.0 and I will do it.